USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States foreign products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. A man who prosecutors say was driven by vengeance when he fatally shot six members of his ex-wife's family in Texas, including four children, was sentenced to death, a decision the lone survivor of the attack says will help her let go of all the hurt and anger. Jurors sentenced Ronald Lee Haskell after deliberating for a little bit more than 4 hours. The jury had to choose between life in prison without parole or a death sentence. Haskell killed the couple and four of their children in the living room of their suburban Houston home in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Donald Trump says Kevin McKeelnin is out as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he'll be announcing a new acting secretary within the next week. Trump said on Twitter that McKeelnin has done an outstanding job and border crossings are down, but the president said McKeelnin wants to spend more time with his family and go back to the private sector. Trump said he has many wonderful candidates to fill the position. Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is move my body to D.C. and then every Friday in front of the Capitol we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. Thanks for spending time with us on your Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.